Very good afternoon and welcome back. Well, let me now introduce Craig Plum, who is Director of Research with Jones Lang LaSalle. Very warm welcome back to the programme. Craig, great to have you on the show. And we're talking this afternoon about the Real Estate Transparency Report. Back on Track, it's called. We've had quite an interesting, response also from our listeners so far. We're being very curious about who's on the list, what number do the countries rank. I put a question out at the beginning of the show as to what people think, which country ranked the first. The US, of course. The UK was second. And let's get to grips with this report and find out, you know, what was the criteria, of course. Why were there only 97 countries? And what are those four main forces that you believe will drive further progress in transparency through to the next update? Because these are every 2 years, aren't they? Mm. Right.
Number of different points there, but maybe to start with, I'll just highlight the what we do in this transparency survey. This is actually the seventh time we've done this, so it's been going back to, I think, 1999.
Yeah, right, some good reference then.
So that's part of the idea, is to build up a benchmark, a time series of data here to see how different countries move up and down. So a lot of what we're talking about today will be the scores from 2012, but it's also interesting to see who's improved and who's got worse. And just on that, Turkey, it has been the biggest improver globally for the last couple of surveys now. So I know there's been quite a bit of interest in real estate in Turkey from people in the Middle East. One of the things that, that market has responded to is by improving the transparency levels. So that's a bit of an aside. But basically what we do, it's... there's 83 different sort of data points or things that we track. They all relate to the transparency or the openness of the real estate market. And we group those together into five headings. So there's the first one is all about investment performance. So that's about the ability to be able to track the performance of your investment, what the rents are doing, what the capital values are doing on a monthly or a quarterly or an annual basis.
Okay.
So investment performance. The second series of information is around what we call market fundamentals, which is really demand and supply. How many other people are building projects, what the take-up has been. So there's the market fundamentals data. We also look at the regulatory environment. Mm. You're talking a lot this morning about the legal system. So that's obviously another area, what RERA have been doing, what the regulatory bodies have been doing. That's the third area. The fourth area is around the availability of listed property trusts or other sort for indirect vehicles for investing in real estate. It's not only obviously being able to buy the real estate directly, but also having other vehicles for investors to be able to buy into. And the fifth set is around the transaction process itself, the honesty of brokers, the availability, again, a hot topic in Dubai in many ways, as with some of the many, many disputes that are coming up at the moment.
Okay.
So there's those 83 questions or sets of data around those 5 points, and then we merge that together to create an overall aggregate index for each market we look at.
And how do you benchmark it, though? Or do you? Is it just...
Well, it's purely... I mean, I guess there's two ways to benchmark it. Right. One is a ranking against the across the 97 countries. And as you were talking about earlier, Dubai scores fairly much in the middle. It's about 47 out of the 97 countries. Mm. So it's a case of glass half full, half empty sort of thing. So in the region, Dubai is actually better than, as you were talking about earlier. I mean, there's a lot of worse markets in the region, Qatar... and then if you're looking at some of the African countries, Egypt was actually one of the markets that went backwards this time as transparency got worse. And then right down at the bottom end, we've got places like Algeria, Sudan and Pakistan, which are very opaque.
But just staying with Dubai, how has it fared since perhaps the last report 2 years ago and previous to that?
It's fared slightly better than it had in 2010. But only slightly. There has not really been much change, so the score has improved.
So it's not really wavered around that.
It's not really wavered very much at all. And that's part of the issue, because some of the other countries globally, as I say, Turkey, Poland, some of the Asian countries, Indonesia, and also Mexico and Brazil, some of those markets have seen quite strong improvements in transparency. Whereas really Dubai, there's been a number of announcements made, but there hasn't really been much in the way of firm progress made around those announcements. So I think it's a case of it's been treading water, and probably overall it's probably gone backwards relative to the improvements that have been made elsewhere in the world.
And how do you obtain information to all those 83 questions?
So a combination. Some of it is actually just factual information. Like the question is, what length of time series can you obtain on rents in the real estate market? So there's it's either 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or whatever it might be. So there's a factual element, and others it's a survey that's filled in by people within Jones Lang LaSalle. Right. So we would talk to our own people in each of the countries. And they would obviously then talk to external parties and get a view as to the quality of property management. How has that changed? Is there more information available on the sales process than there was? So it's a combination of a survey, a qualitative survey, and quantitative data.
Okay, well, as far as, for example, Dubai is concerned, and you mentioned one criterion relating to real estate agents and real estate regulations. Have you had much success working with the Land Department and ARERA in terms of obtaining hard data?
As not as much success as we would like. We were working with RERA after the last survey, the 2010 survey. We did some work with RERA and were suggesting some of the things that could be done to make things better. So we did have some involvement in that process at that time. Since then, we haven't been able to get as much data from the Land Department as we would like. And I think that there has been a bit of a reappraisal within the Land Department about the amount of data that they are willing to publish, and that has been one of the reasons why I think that it hasn't really improved as much as it could have done, because of the not all the data that is available within RERA or the Land Department is now made available publicly.
So really, I mean, I know this is kind of an obscure question, but really it could be a more transparent than they're really saying that they're transparent, just by their lack of transparency, if you know what I mean.
Well, because I mean, there are a lot of initiatives there are being introduced, and that I would imagine would result in increased transparency, and this is why I asked the question that I did. You know, are you actually getting sort of the data related to those initiatives, such as, you know, for example, this regulation to regulate all the real estate agents and real estate brokers? You know, and there's the last set of articles this week about, you know, RERA penalizing a number of real estate agents. You know, are you actually, okay, so we see this in the statements in the press, but are you actually able to get any sort of hard data from these formal initiatives that exist with the regulatory body?
In largely speaking, no. And that has been one of the frustrations, I think. Now, I think there are two areas where data is available within RERA or within the Land Department that we would like to see made available more widely. Those are the transactions data. I mean, they do publish, as you know, a certain amount of information on sales, but there's still some issues with that, largely around the date of sale. So there is some initiatives that are being suggested that haven't yet been taken up to increase the level of transactions information. And the other one is on the supply side. RERA, again, monitor all the projects in Dubai on a quarterly basis to check the status of the supply. Is it still going on? Is it on hold? When's it going to complete? Is the project being cancelled? But that data is not publicly available. So you're right. They'll get a list to say that there are so many projects cancelled.
Right.
But if you actually go to them and ask them which projects they are, that's not available.
And that list, yes.
And I suspect there is because of the legal ramifications around that one, is one of the reasons.
One of the listeners also asked, you know, how does the Philippines rank?
Well, I can tell you, actually. It ranks number 36. There you go. Oh. We've got loads more questions for you, Craig. And we're talking with Craig Plum, who is Director of Research at Jones Lang LaSalle, about their latest real estate transparency report. That's more to come after this.